Praise the Lord. Jesus, 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 there is something about the name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about the name. Jesus, 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 there is something about the name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about the name. One more time. Jesus, 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 there is something about the name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. But there's something about that name. Amen. I would like to sing a hymn. Let me give you the title of my message today, Back to the Bible. That is the title of the message today. In times like this, you need a Bible. In times like this, you need a Savior. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our coming together today. Your word declares, unto thee shall the gathering of the people be. We are your people. We are called by your name. We humble ourselves before you this morning. Have your way. Blessed Holy Spirit, have your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I have to apologize to all of us, because last time when I shared a message, at the end I discovered the countenance of people were not really frowning anymore. But just last week, so the Russians moved to Venezuela, and America said, please move your military back. They said, if you want us to move our military back, go back to Syria and move your military from there. They are looking for a way to make trouble. But our prayer can change things. I went back to the Lord. I said, why did I say that? He said, if my people that are called by my name humble themselves and pray, the Lord will hear and he will do something. Hallelujah. The righteous will never perish with the wicked. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. There are some things going on in the body of Christ. But I need to tell you that it's an individual race. You and God. It's not we. See, the capstone is not put on the foundation. It's on the top. There are people who are going there. They were not really rooted. Do you know when they cannot reach Frisbee, they go to Sister White? Some of you don't know that Mama White. She's late. Today now they are going to TB Joshua. Is that not shocking? From grace to grass. You are drinking polluted water. Don't listen to that man of God at all. It's not even a man of God. I'm telling you the truth. Are you still here? Praise the Lord. The people are just looking at me. A spiritual man judges all things. He is judged by no man. I went to Nigeria 2000. Somebody gave me a DVD. Say I should watch this man. He did not agree with my spirit at all. Recently, I heard from another man of God from India. He said they gave him video. He said 5 minutes. Holy Spirit says, shut it down. It's not of God. Be careful. Please, don't place such videos in your house. You are opening doors for evil spirits to come. Because even Fumi Liar testified of this man. They were the same in the kingdom of darkness. Nowadays, pastors who used to be native doctor, they are not putting on three-piece suit. Are you still here? Please go back to the Bible. Let your foundation be rooted in the Word of God. What you hear, check here. Last time I said, you don't need a prophet. My wife reminded me, so what, you didn't explain to them. As many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It didn't say as many are led by the prophet. A prophet will only confirm what God has been saying to you. Hallelujah. Don't be going from one place to another looking for a prophet. You run into trouble. There was one lady in the church, a so-called prophet was prophesying. He said, you have homosexual spirit. That woman was clean. But do you know she believed that false prophet? And it didn't ruin her life. Please check your spirit. Amen. Are you still here? I'm feeling nervous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my cousin's house where they gave me the DVD, their baby was in trouble. And they take TB Joshua photograph for praying over the baby. Nothing happened. Right there, I prayed. Then the other one said, you see now. They see the difference. But they were making trouble with the one who will not go to that church. Check the name, synagogue. It's synagogue of Satan. If you don't know today, it's Mami Water Refined. Are you still here? Praise the Lord. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2. I've been pondering over this for the whole week. So I don't know how I will present it. But Lord is helping me. Colossians 2. I want you to see verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Okay, that'll pause a bit now. There's another guy from Singapore. Harper Grace. Please, if you are living a life of fornication, you cannot make heaven. It's not possible unless you repent. There's grace to the extent, extreme. Please run away from such teachings. I would have loved to mention the name. I will not mention it. Harper Grace is dangerous. Hallelujah. God will never go against his word. Anything you are doing, if it's not in line with the word of God, run away from it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read the scripture for you. I quoted this scripture before. Please, you can put it up there. Romans 8:11-14. For as many are led. Didn't say as many are led by the prophet. They are the sons of God. I told a brother one time, I said, while we were there in the capsule, people were worshiping Frisbee. He said, brother, we didn't do enough. We're supposed to worship it the more. That is delusion. Big time. If you are worshiping any man, you are on way to hell. Jesus Christ will never share his glory with nobody. Praise the Lord. It was Jesus Christ that was crucified on the cross of Calvary, not a prophet. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is the one who paid the price for you. He's the one who went to the right hand of the Father. He's the one who went to the Holy of Holies beckoning on you according to Hebrew. It's our forerunner. We are going to that same place. Hallelujah. The scriptures will refine you. The scriptures will purge you. The scriptures will prune you. The scriptures will build you up to conform to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be ye imitators of God. Just yesterday, sister was telling me, he said, can you believe Josiah is preaching against worldliness? Several months ago, I said, they are not God's example. Jesus Christ is the ultimate. Because some people will see some women of God on the television, the way they dress, they think that is the standard of God. No. Go back to the Bible. Mirror your life with the word of God. It's very, very important. Are you still here? You sure you are here? Okay. Now, I want you to see Matthew 24:24. It says, if it is possible, the very elect will be deceived. So if you are deceived, you are not an elect. That is straightforward. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ, false prophets, shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The very elect. Children of God, please don't be carried away by signs and wonders. Let the word of God move you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you still here? Hallelujah. Let me go further. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 4. Paul said, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not things on the earth. For ye are dead. Your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, you shall appear with him in glory. So if you are following Jesus Christ, you are going to appear with him in glory.
Seek those things that are above. Remember what Paul said there. If ye be risen. Remember, you were not there physically when Jesus Christ died. When he was buried, you were not there. So he said, by faith, when he was crucified, you were there in his body. When he was buried, you were buried with him. When he resurrected, you resurrected with him. If you believe, you resurrected with him. Continue to seek heavenly stuff. Hallelujah. Earthly stuff, they will pass away. Have you ever seen anybody, although some foolish people, they've done it. When maybe the man will die, they will bury, dig a big grave and put the car inside there. Can a dead man use the vehicle? Even wristwatch, expensive one. Will he wake up after one day? Oh, let me check. What time is it? A dead man, can he do that? It's useless. But remember, you have another body. This one is just a house that gives you permission to be on planet Earth. If you don't have this one, you cannot be here. But there's another one. 2 Corinthians 5. It tells you, if this one being dissolved, there's one reserved in heaven, which is eternal. Say, for this reason, we groan endlessly that we might be clothed upon with a house reserved in heaven. It's your house. Groan for it. Cry for it. Ask God to give you that house. That house is beautiful. That house is forever. That house cannot putrefy. That house cannot forsake. That house doesn't need a plane to go to Nigeria. If you want to go to Nigeria, you'll find himself in Nigeria. That house doesn't go to JCPenney to buy clothes. Do you know that when you gave your life to Jesus, God gave you a white garment? It's there. Sin will begin to pull dirt. That's why we repent immediately. According to 1 John 1:9. He says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful. He is just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all. He didn't say some. How many is all? So if you are cleansed from all unrighteousness, what happens? You become righteous, isn't it? It depends on you. You have that mouth. Say to the Lord, I'm sorry. And the Lord will help you right there. Your sins will be blotted out. In the name of Jesus. Are we still here? It's only a few people that are responding. Praise the Lord. I hope, don't let me jump to be by myself. I remember last time, the Lord was reminding me, he said, remember you are Chapel of Restoration. How many of you went to UI? I was not a student. I was just a believer going there to fellowship. There was something we were taught. He said, when someone is standing before you, ministry, be praying. That thing did not leave me. It's still a part of me today. Be praying. I don't know who said it, whether it was Isidu in those days. I don't know. Be praying for one who is minister. It's not easy to stand before you and just be ministering like that. It's by grace. Hallelujah. By grace. I will see here. Let's see Colossians one more time. If ye be risen or resurrected with Jesus, therefore seek heavenly things. James 1:17. Say, all good gifts, all perfect gift is from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is not partial. Now, we came as gifts from God. God sent you here to planet Earth for a purpose, to represent him, to work for him, to live for him. So begin to be mindful of where you came from. Do you believe that you came from God? No, we are not from monkeys. We are not from tadpoles. We are from God. We are created image and the likeness of God. Praise the Lord. I resemble my father. What do I mean? I'm not talking about physical resemblance. I resemble my mama. But I mean, spiritually, I resemble my heavenly father. Remember what it says in the book of Acts. In him we move, in him we live, in him we have our being. Then I say, we are the offspring of God. Offspring. Think about that. Meditate on it. You are offspring of God. God is your father. Begin to act like your heavenly father. Paul said, we are imitators of God. Imitate your heavenly father. Last time when I was sharing, there was an area I didn't touch. This was this area. When a tornado is heading towards your house, you go and duck in your bathroom. You have power to say something to it and it will go. Is that possible? All things are possible to them who believe. Larry Lee said, that man used to do prayer conference from one place to another. Said they were in Texas and they were doing prayer conference. The heading of his conference, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. He said, then suddenly, while he was ministering, the phone rang. I discovered one of the ushers went to answer. The countenance was not good. Then I asked him, what is your problem? He said, the highway patrol just called that we should evacuate the building. That is a tornado is heading towards our direction. He said, he looked at the people who were in that conference. I say, Pastor, we are going to pray. Say, we will put our foot down. Thy kingdom come, that will be done. And they started praying. He said, the policeman was watching the thing afar off. The thing just vaporized. Hallelujah. Because your own house costs you money. A tornado can just make it just trash in a few minutes. But your mouth, miracle is your mouth. You can tell that thing to go and it will go. The name of God will be glorified. Don't be afraid, sons of God. Be bold and act on the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Are we still here? Praise the Lord. There was another example I wanted to show you. Why my brother Henry was sharing about a review. I remember when I used to do street work with my town car, I saw some of our children in nightclub. I told a brother in particular, I said, I saw your son. He said, okay, I know where he came from. The pastor was the one who was teaching it in the church over there in Capstone. No, the pastor who is there now. He was the one. Said, there's nothing wrong going to nightclub. So far, you don't drink. You've been drinking Coca-Cola. Why? Can't you drink Coca-Cola in your house? He said, I know where that thing came from. Though he spoke to his son. It wasn't only his son I saw. I saw another brother's son there. Because we form a queue. You pick turn by turn. I was seeing them passing. I say, my goodness, these children, they are coming here. No, please, your children are your children. The government are not the parents of those children. So don't be afraid what the government will do. Train your children the way they should go. I remember my daddy being the head of a school. When I said my wife was tough, she was the head of a school too. She trained our children. Those two boys and those two girls, when Blessed Job came, they became three boys, not two boys and a girl. Do you understand what I'm saying? All of them were behaving like boys. But you have to wake up and discipline them if you want your peace in your house. Amen? Of course, if you don't train them, you are going to be visiting them. Carry food to the prison. What? No. Do you know Americans, they value foreigners. They say, you poor, you know what you are doing. You know why you are here. You don't go around
you smoke this one, you do dope. No, you don't know that. When you are walking, you are diligent. They know that. But our children are supposed to copy us. They are watching you. Amen? Your children are watching you. Your life is preaching to them. Hallelujah. Let me explain some few things, because I'm not going to take much time. And I say this one day. It says, seek those things that are above. What are those things above? The other day we were just sharing the house. I discovered Abraham saw three men. I discovered by revelation one was God, and he worshipped. And he said, let me fetch water to wash your feet and prepare a meal. My goodness. God waited patiently. With Abraham, it was tangible. What is happening? It should be tangible with us in our own time. Are you see here? If God came and visited Abraham with those two angels, and they ate with Abraham, that's reality. It's not religion. Relationship. Hallelujah. And I was disturbed the other day. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, seek me. 5 days later, my wife told me, he said, a big angel came. Huge angel. And called him by the title that God gave to him in heaven. I said, my mind, this is what will happen. One will be sleeping, one will be taken, one left. We need to be ready. Brethren, be ready at all times. Because on that day, there is the one that is ready that will go. If you are not ready, you'll be here. Don't be deceived by this. There will be second rapture. Check your Bible. Study it properly. No, I'm not a dispensational preacher. If rapture, you miss rapture, listen to tone praise. What God revealed to her, it will scare you, especially sisters. Say, women are few in heaven. Why? Because of gadgets they want to put on their body to beautify themselves. That thing can disqualify you. Be careful. I remember last time a sister said, tell your wife to teach about women dressing. I said, no, that would be trouble. It would be better for me to share it than my wife. It is true. Just Maya is preaching against worldly dressing. Go to Google, ask them about Christian dressing. They will show you the website. Witness, they know what they are doing. They are Christian dressing, they are worldly dressing. Seek those things that are above in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't be left behind. Amen. Don't be left behind. Don't say, because I go to church. No, it's not a warranty. Practice the Bible. Okay, let me go to this one. I will try and conclude with this one. Because last time I mentioned something about the flesh. This is James 1. Because the Lord has delivered me, I'm free. I feel holy all the time. What used to excite my flesh before, it doesn't no more. This is James 1. I want to see when I was having problem, I went to the Lord. The Lord told me, put away the game of the soul. Naturally, it's common with people to play that game. I know if I fall, God will forgive me if I repent. Be ye holy, for I am holy. It's possible to be holy. Is it possible, brethren? Don't wait till when you leave your body. That's when you'll be holy. God wants you to be holy right here on earth. Because the school is here on earth. When you graduate, you go to where he is. Amen. This is what he says in James.
See verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. The day I read that, I said, no, this is misleading. As if he's encouraging you to fall into temptation. No. Count it joy when temptation comes around and you overcome temptation. See what will happen. See verse 3. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Go to verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. You have to endure, that is, resist, overcome it. See no temptation. For when he is tried, see, God sees it as trial. The devil is the one tempting you. And he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to them that love him. I said, I can see something. Because when the Lord gave me that scripture by voice, he said, James 1:12. Then I said, 2. I said, no, 2 comes before 12. Why will he say 12 before 2? Then after meditating on it, I was able to see what God was trying to prevent, to help me to understand. When you overcome temptation, I keep overcoming and overcoming and overcoming. A time will come, you will wear your crown of life. Hallelujah. I was in the airport one day. That is going about 2 years now. As I was standing, a young man came doing the type of work I was doing. He said, do you know, I come to the airport just to check out girls. I said, what? Don't you know that is wrong? He said, yeah, I'm a Christian too. I started admonishing him. A year later, I was standing in the same spot. The Spirit of God brought the whole scene. No, no, he was coming. No long, he just came. I said, you remember me? The thing we discussed that. He said, yes. It's not good, brethren. It's not good. Sister, if a man tell you, say you are hot, he has already gone far in his mind. Remember what Jesus Christ said. When a man looked at a woman and lost after her, he has committed adultery with her right in his heart. Praise the Lord. It takes two to commit adultery. The woman who dressed in that manner and to see advertisement, and then the man was looking. Oh, that reminds me. The other day we were admonishing a family. My wife reminded me of when we were newly married. Somebody gave her a dress. How will I describe it now? It's a type of silk dress. And when we get back to the twins, we decided to travel. We drove down to another city. Some brother came to greet us. While they were leaving, we saw them off. Then the brother who was hosting us, the way he was looking at my wife, I didn't like it. And I told my wife, I said, you will not wear this dress again. And she told me, say, darling, you don't have money to buy dress. You are condemning this one too. No, she's 61 now. 62 this month. At that time, is it 21 or 20? Oh, hot, beautiful lady. Hallelujah. And of course, after delivery, all the fats, they are still there. And wearing that Hollywood type of dress when she's walking, boy. No, brother Jesus referred us to the vision. And if you read that book, I Believe in Vision by Kenneth Hagin, it's there.
He said that woman was beautiful. Was in the same ministry with the husband. The husband was an evangelist. And she was a marvelous singer. See, the devil came. You are so beautiful. And he rebuked that spirit. And he kept coming back until he became like a dot. She was obsessed with her beauty. That's what I tell my daughters. I say, don't let your beauty get to your brain. It's temporal. My mother used to be very beautiful. I saw her photograph when she was young. I don't know what happened to that photograph. Beautiful. But today, she's fragile. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Please, sisters, your beauty is just for one man. It's not for sale. You like me? Now only one man. Now I go marry you, not the whole world. Hallelujah. Please, make sure you dress for Jesus. Because some husbands, they encourage their wife to dress in that way. Not knowing they are putting their wife into trouble. Brothers, be careful. We cannot talk too much. The Lord help us. Let me close with this scripture. Go to Psalm 15. You shall ascend to the hills of God. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eye a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord, and sweareth to his own heart, and changeth not. Swear to your own heart, alcohol will not touch your tongue again, and it will not touch it. He that putteth not out his money to usury or interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved or fail. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.